until at the passes, above the mouth, it is but little over half a mile. At the junction of the Ohio, the Mississippi's depth is 87 feet. The depth increases gradually, reaching 129 just above the mouth. The difference in rise and fall is also remarkable, not in the upper but in the lower river. The river is tolerably uniform down to Natchez, 360 miles above the mouth, about 50 feet. But on Bayula Forches, the river rises only 24 feet. At New Orleans, only 15, and just above the mouth, only 2 1/2. An article in the New Orleans Times-Democrat, based upon reports of able engineers, states that the river annually empties 406 million tons of mud into the Gulf of Mexico, which brings to mind Captain Marryat's rude name for the Mississippi, the Great Sewer. This mud, solidified, would make a mass a mile square and 241 feet high. The mud deposit gradually extends the land, but only gradually. It has extended it not quite a third of a mile in the 200 years which has elapsed since the river took its place in history. The belief of the scientific people is that the mouth used to be at Baton Rouge, where the hills cease, and that the 200 miles of land between there